You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So I talked about Teresa Giudice being on Mount Rushmore. I need to say that when someone's been announced first, it doesn't mean that they are more iconic than the other Mount Rushmore housewives. It just means someone who, to me, undeniably needs to go on there. I could have said the second person as well. And then it made me realize that there are men, there are house husbands that are iconic and should be on the Mount Rushmore of house husbands. And I have a criteria. It has to be someone who adds to the sauce. They add some sort of a zip or a spice. They're not just a side piece to the character that's been hired for the show. It's the Real Housewives of Blank City. And their partners are often accessories, meaning they're the main character is the main character, and their kids and their husband is sort of an accessory. I'm also going to do the Mount Rushmore of house children, because this is the same concept. It means who else is driving their own story, creating their own drama, and your eyes glue to that person. And they can, it's like there are stars that can carry a movie themselves. They can just headline a movie, carry it, and get ratings. There are people like that also on reality television. And then there are house husbands. It was intended to be a secondary supporting character that could hold a scene and your attention, and you're not fast forwarding through on their own. They could sit in that interview chair on their own because you're interested in what they have to say. You may not like them. They may not be up to your moral standards, but for whatever reason, your eyes are glued to them in the screen and the drama and the entertainment that they provide. So with that criteria in mind, my second Mount Rushmore house husband is Simon Van Kempen. You're like, oh, wait for it. Take a beat. No one would have predicted that. Here's the reason why. He created drama. Think him crashing Girls Night with Ramona getting crazy, asking why he would think that he could be on a girls' night, and are they codependent? And them, him, and he wore a banana hammock. I think it was like an animal print bathing suit. Correct me if I'm wrong. In Saint-Barth. He drove story on his own. It's arguable, like Joe Gorga, He could be more entertaining than the primary character. It's the sum is greater than its parts. Alex and Simon were the housewife. Melissa and Joe were the housewife. So Simon himself deserves to be on Mount Rushmore. He performed on Watch What Happens Live on his own, singing a song in red leather pants. Right? Think about that. He was live tweeting. He would text Andy and have gripes about the series and what was going on. He himself is the main character when he was on. Your eyes were drawn to him. You may hate him. People liked him. People hated him. It doesn't matter. He had his own scenes. He was the manager of a hotel. We knew that. You don't get that from just, you didn't get that from Mario. Mario was an accessory. Simon was a main character. Simon is my second Mount Rushmore house husband choice from the Real Housewives franchise. Understand, I don't watch Miami. I haven't seen Dallas or Potomac or DC or Salt Lake. So I'm skewed. If you're seeing something that I'm not seeing, listen, make an appeal in Rewives Court and I'll go back and look at footage because I don't know those shows that intimately. I am also jaded in thinking that this is a lot of the old school. The drama wasn't the same level. So I'm partial to the old school content. So based on that, you need to know that that is my second choice for Mount Rushmore. But I don't think in seeing any of those shows based on the press, based on the clips, based on the media, that any of those husbands hold a candle to Simon as a housewives character.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Rushmore choices are not in any particular order, meaning it's not a favorite and one's not more of a Rushmore than the other. I'm arbitrarily doing it in this order. NeNe Leakes is an iconic OG housewife. NeNe Leakes deserves to be on Mount Rushmore. We're talking about a woman who has paved the way and laid the groundworks and is an iconic housewife. I'm saying the facts that NeNe Leakes is undeniably one of the people that contributed to the success of the Housewives franchise. And like Teresa, has been polarizing, has been entertaining, has been funny, has driven story, has been loved, can handle and is strong enough to be hated, is iconic. She is arguably the funniest housewife ever. Teresa's funny. NeNe is hysterical. And she was there in the beginning. And I say this too, because we talk about people like Portia who are wildly entertaining and she's a star in her own right. There were people that did lay the groundwork because they were walking into something that they hadn't seen in Us Weekly. They hadn't seen clips from. They hadn't seen other people entertain and dress and get glam and flip tables so they could then top it in seasons later. They were people cast into a show, paid peanuts to do something no one had ever done before and no one understood. This was a new genre that would become a cultural phenomenon in the zeitgeist. So you got to give extra credit to people like Simon Van Kempen that were there in the beginning, to people like Teresa that were there in the beginning, to people like Vicky Gunvalson in the beginning. They hadn't seen someone throw a leg onto the dance floor. They hadn't seen Erica Jane wear head-to-toe Gucci, then have Dorit start doing it and start making crazy diamond hairstyles and full glam squads. This was the beginning. This was when you wore a cashmere sweater and a shitty outfit you pulled from your closet to a reunion and did your own hair and makeup half the time. This was not after years of getting savvy and smart and reading and studying the playbook to then come from Dubai and wear a Gone with the Wind gala gown because you've seen it done for hundreds of women before. NeNe walked in her own living room, was doing shitty lighting housewives interviews with no HD and there didn't exist Twitter. And was fucking making people laugh their asses off. You wanted raw truth, humor, entertainment, and homemade. Not manufactured big B-roll helicopter shots in Morocco. It was like just a fucking homemade garage band puppet show that was entertaining. That she presumably was making $7,000 a year too, the first season. She was a nobody. But she brought it. And she was Andy Cohen's favorite housewife because I remember I was not shiny and brand new and they came in and Andy was taking, I didn't find out from Andy, but NeNe told me, this is behind the scenes tea. I popped off with the Skinny Girl Margarita. This brand, the brand Frangelico paid me hundreds of thousands of dollars to do a promotional thing. And it was at the Plaza and they were going to have Warren Tracomi, that salon, do an event for me. Why they were involved, I don't know. It was at their salon or something. It was the night I met my ex-husband. I was at the Plaza Hotel. I don't know how I knew NeNe or we'd met through this situation. And she texted me. She was in town or I invited her. I don't know how. And she stopped by with two girlfriends. She said she had to leave because Andy had invited her to be his plus one at an event. You didn't see Andy inviting me to be a plus one. She was his new favorite shiny toy. She was the favorite. She was bringing in the ratings, the press, like she was NeNe Leakes. It was iconic vintage NeNe Leakes. That night, I was trying to be a hot stepper at this event with her two friends. They were really nice, and I invited them out. I went to a Gotham magazine event with them, and as a surprise, Beyonce performed. Fucking Beyonce performed. They thought I was the coolest bitch in town. I don't know why it happened. It was like 250 people. Beyonce performed. Don't ask me why. Beyonce performed. Was she on the cover? I don't, gotta be. And then I took them out to a club called 10 June. And they wouldn't let us in. I know the people there and they're like, we'll let you in, but won't let them in. My hand to God, they will confirm the story. We then went to STK Steakhouse next door. They were having a great time. We were having a great night. We'd seen Beyonce. We were buzzing it up, drinking. I thought I was cool. I did an event. I was paid all this money. We were at STK, which is above 10 June. It was driving me fucking nuts that they didn't let them in. On everything I hoped to be, I texted the guy, one of the two owners, and I said, and he wasn't at the door. He doesn't know anything about this. I said, listen to me. If those two girls looked like me, you would have let them in. I said, you fucking get that bouncer to let us in because we're coming back in. They were like, we're fine. We're having fun. SDK was playing great old school music. We're having a great time. It was just driving me nuts. It was bothering me. Walked back around. They let all three of us in. We went into 10 June. It was for their anniversary. It might have been year anniversary, 2 years anniversary. I don't know. Their anniversary party. And this photographer took a picture of me. And that's when my ex walked up to me and he said, are you ready to get the stick out of your ass and dance? And I met him that night. If it weren't for NeNe Leakes and Andy, if it weren't for Andy Cohen inviting NeNe Leakes with him, me taking her two friends out that night, going to 10 June, the two women I was with not being let in the door, me raising a stink, making them let us in the door, us going downstairs, me meeting my ex, there'd be no Brynn, I wouldn't have been married, I wouldn't have had a 10-year divorce, all that shit wouldn't have happened. But it's all because of the Rushmore. Unintentionally, NeNe didn't know any of this would happen, but it was because NeNe's such an iconic Rushmore housewife that she was Andy Cohen's plus one. It happened. Receipts and all.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.